Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Amtrak is preparing a big overhaul of its national rail routes. Ted Mann has been writing about this in the Wall Street Journal, and he's on our news line now. Ted, where will Amtrak be expanding service?
The planners at the railroad think that there's tremendous potential to provide more frequent service all over the national network. So the long distance routes that go from the East Coast to the Midwest and then all the way across the country. And that means a lot of the fastest growing cities in the country in the Southeast and the Southwest, in their view, could support much more regular train service, sort of like the Northeast Corridor has now.
I wonder if this comes at the expense, though, of maybe some of the longer routes across the country. Now, there are a lot of train fans that like to ride the rails across the country.
That's right. The view of Amtrak's management is that they will have to choose whether to replace the relatively aging trains that run on those long-distance routes with equipment that will continue to have sleeper cars and dining cars and sort of old-school train service, or more modern cars that will run shorter distances but much more frequently. So they're prepared to tell Congress that Congress will have to make a decision whether they want to run all of those old long-distance routes or replace some of that equipment with trains that run shorter distances more times a day.
What about high-speed rail, Ted? We know that Governor Newsom in California just canceled plans for a San Francisco to L.A. high-speed line. Is high-speed rail in our future?
There certainly are plans to do expansion of the high-speed capacity along the Northeast Corridor, but they're not funded yet, and you would require a lot of local land approvals. But the Federal Railroad Administration and Amtrak have both talked about the potential to speed up trains faster than the Acela goes now. And in California, the governor has said he wants to continue building the first phase of that high-speed line and then rethink how they would connect it to the major population centers in Los Angeles and San Francisco. But it's really unclear if it would be possible for them to get the funding to do that now.
Before we let you go quickly, does any of this mean any noticeable changes around here, the Northeast Corridor?
No, not right now. The long-distance train decision will have to wait until Amtrak is reauthorized after the 2020 budget year, and it will be up to Congress to decide what they want to give Amtrak money to do and whether they want to fund a change in the way the long-distance routes work. The Northeast Corridor is where Amtrak says it has figured out how to run service the best, so these decisions would not affect how the trains run on the East Coast.
Ted Mann at the Wall Street Journal, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.